Welcome, Shoshana. It's wonderful to have you with us today.
Thank you, Laura. It's good to be here.
Now, you offer so many services, acupuncture, Chinese herbalism, Tai Chi, Qigong, massage, energy medicine. I just didn't even know which one to talk about today. Hopefully we'll be able to blend some of those together.
Yeah, they all blend together with the fact that they have to do with the body's qi, the vital energy, and opening up the flow and creating more health within the body.
And how did you get started along this path?
Oh, I moved out to California, into San Francisco, 37 years ago, and I saw people doing these very beautiful, gentle, slow movements in the panhandle right by my home. And I went down to check out to see what they were doing, and they were doing Tai Chi and Qigong, and I joined the class and started training. I ended up training 4 to 6 hours a day and doing competitions in Kung Fu and practicing 3-4 different Tai Chi sets and many different Qigong forms. And we had a class, about 100 people down in the panhandle practicing these movements together. It was just amazing. Really incredible.
And now you've come to teach it yourself and also to write a book about it. So obviously it resonated with you and meant a lot to you.
It really helped me to heal myself. I had a lot of pain even though I was 24 years old. I had pain in my knees. It must have been like the onset of arthritis. And when I started doing these movements, I saw how much better I felt. My energy lifted and the pain was gone. And it became my life. The love of my life is to practice these movements, 4 to 6 hours a day. I got very involved with the forms. And then it led me to the acupuncture and the Chinese herbs and the Western herbology, and then eventually to studying energy medicine.
Now, you are the director of the Red Bank Acupuncture and Wellness Center. Can you tell us a little bit about what that center offers, what someone would expect to find if they were to join you there?
We have the acupuncture and Chinese herbology, and we also have therapeutic massage, Tai Chi and Qigong lessons, and energy medicine sessions.
And if people want information on that, they can call 1-732-758-1800, or Shoshana's website is Healing For You. That's healing, the number 4, and the letter U.com. Your latest book is called Qigong for Staying Young, a simple 20-minute workout to cultivate your vital energy. And I know that that is available at your website, healingforyou.com, and also at Amazon and other bookstores. I thought perhaps we could start with the obvious question of what Qigong is.
Well, Qigong, the word Qi is vital energy, and the word Gong means work or cultivate. So Qigong is a method of cultivating your vital energy, and it is done through movements, very gentle movements, through breathing exercises, creating of sounds, and also self-acupressure.
And the movements that you have in your book are really very, I did try them as I was reading the book, and they felt really good to me. It felt like my energy was flowing really well, and they were not difficult. They were very graceful, and stuff that I had really been doing almost intuitively a little bit along the way, and so perhaps some of that was getting channeled to me somehow.
That's good. I mean, that's how it started, is people would just create them, and so it puts you in a very creative place where it's helping you to reconnect with yourself energetically. And you go through these physical movements, hopefully outside or looking outside, because it really helps you to connect with nature. And you gather the qi, the vital energy, from the nature around you. If you're standing like a tree and you're gazing out looking at a tree, you get the energy from the trunk of the trees and the branches and the leaves and you gather the vital energy from the nature. So it helps you to reconnect with your own nature and to gather that wonderful energy from the heavens and from the earth and from the other nature around us.
And that is the chi, the energy that runs through all living things, I believe.
Exactly. All living beings have this energy that cannot be seen, but it can be felt. And when your chi, your vital energy, is flowing freely through your body, and you're connected with yourself and connected with the nature and connected with the people around you, you feel very alive, you feel vibrant, you feel at peace, and so it's a very peaceful, tranquil energy that just helps you to get through your day and to feel connected with yourself and with those around you. And it creates a tremendous amount of flow, not only within you, but around you and in your life. It really is extraordinary.
I want to mention to our listeners that we would love to hear from all of you today. If there are particular questions that you have or something that you want to share about your own experiences, we would love to hear from you. Just call in at 1-866-472-5795. Now, I noticed that you were named the first president of the National Qigong Association in 2004. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that association and how you came to become president?
Yes, I was the first woman president. So there were several presidents ahead of me, and the organization has been created to bring Qigong and also Tai Chi out to the mainstream. And to on the website, which is nqa.org, there is a listing of practitioners throughout the United States that listeners can log into it so they can find a teacher in their area. And they also have an annual gathering every year where there are a lot of wonderful teachers that people can learn from. But it's a great organization that just really is, the mission is to spread the word of Qigong, which is just such a noble cause, because especially right now with the way our economy and our planet is, we really need to reconnect and find that peace inside, so that I really believe, as many people do, that peace is really starts inside. And if you're warring with yourself, there will be war in the world, and there will be war in your immediate environment. And so it's really about healing that connection within yourself to create goodness and good things in the world. And Qigong certainly is adding to that objective.
Now, as the first woman, can we assume that this was really a kind of a male-dominated practice?
Oh, definitely. Tai Chi, Kung Fu, Qigong are most definitely dominated by men. Traditionally, it's changing, but most of the books are all written for and by men. And I remember training and wanting to get into the push hands class. I wanted to shave my head like the men did. That's how dedicated I was to my art, but I couldn't do that because I was a woman. So, you know, it's just been so nice to write. My Qigong book is written for women, but it's also for men. But it's really nice to have a Qigong book that has beautiful pictures of women in it and focuses on women's healing practices. But again, it's a wonderful book for men. Just like I had to read all the books written by men for men all those years. Now we're taking a perspective from the female spirit, the female body. And so, as the first woman president of the National Qigong Association, I really have helped to have all these male, amazing male Qigong masters around the country come together. I've had, and some of the other women in the organization have really helped to grow the organization in new ways. And the men are just loving it because we need the yin and the yang energy.
Mm.
So that's what's happening. We're blending the yin and yang energy in the organization, which is perfect because that's what Qigong and Tai Chi and acupuncture and all these modalities do, is create a balance within the yin, which is the female internal energy, and the yang, which is the more male external energy.
And at least in my practice, I find that male and female energy is present within all things. And it's just a matter of keeping them in balance. And I believe that Qigong is a wonderful way to be able to do that. I notice some exercises help with one and some with the other, an expression of those. So I find that to be a very helpful thing.
Yeah, it's great. Well, the yin and the yang are the polar opposites that exist in everything. And the whole goal is to get more in balance in the yin-yang continuum. So if you're too yang, the goal is to become a little bit more yin, get more in the center of that continuum. And if you're too yin, to get more yang, either through exercise, through acupuncture, through food, through herbs. And so there are many different ways in the traditional Chinese method of healing to get yourself back into that balance. And when you do have that balance, all those symptoms, any of the yang symptoms of excess heat in the body, or, you know, you're having some kind of skin eruption, something that is heat, which is more yang, then it can resolve it because your body comes back into balance. And so your body naturally heals itself when it's more in the center of the yin-yang continuum.
Okay, it looks like we're heading to our first break, so I hope everyone will join us on
To Discovering Nature Spirit. Here's Laura Rose.
Welcome back, everyone, to Discovering Nature Spirit. I am your host, Laura Rose, and I am joined today by guest Shoshana Katzman. We are discussing Qigong and Chinese herbalism and other wonderful healing modalities. We would love to hear from you today if there's a situation going on that you'd like some guidance or something you'd like to ask about our subject matter. Please call in at 1-866-472-5795. And you can always contact Shoshana at any time by going to her website, healingforyou.com. That's healing, the number 4, the letter U.com, or calling 1-732-758-1800. Her new book is Qigong for Staying Young. And welcome back, Shoshana.
It's good to be here, Laura.
Well, it's exciting for me to talk about this, and it was exciting to read the book. I found that as I was reading it, I had some strands from other modalities that I learned kind of weaving into the Qigong, such as Reiki. I also felt, obviously, some Feng Shui strands in there, and even belly dance. I took a belly dancing class that combined some kind of Chinese movements as well. So it was really neat. It kind of helps me to understand that we're really all one, and most of the time we're all talking about the same thing.
Yeah, it's true.
So what I loved about your book, one of the many things I loved, was that, and it's something that I teach in my Reiki classes, and that is that our natural state is one of well-being. And I noticed this similar information within your book, and that is when our chi is flowing freely. And so it was exciting for me to see how you were explaining that in the book as well.
It's true. And, just even when you have a symptom that's bothering you, you can rise above it and get into this place where your energy is flowing and you're healing yourself and you're sending your own energy to that part of your body to really, it's like a healing salve that you give yourself. But if you wallow and you feel like you're sick, or you wear your symptoms, or you wear your illness, and that's how you wake up every day, it doesn't help. You need to rise above it and get into a very positive place within yourself where you have hope again and that you know that you can heal your symptom. And I know, I mean, symptoms can really be oppressive, but you cannot allow them to be. And so opening up in your mind and having faith in your body's ability to heal itself is a key. Your body has an innate capability to heal. And doing exercises like Qigong, doing modalities like acupuncture and self-acupressure, taking Chinese herbs or other Western herbs, having positive thinking, positive affirmations, transforms and opens up your body to this beautiful presence, this place of energy that is so healing. And so everyone has that innate capability within them.
And that is when I assume the chi is flowing freely, is when we are in that state of wellness. And so I guess that what we would like to do is to be able to keep that chi flowing as much as we can. But I guess just living our lives, we end up having a stagnant or blocked flow. And I think what I'm hearing is that Qigong can help us to release those blocks.
Yes. I mean, it's negative thinking suppresses and anger suppresses the liver energy of the body, the liver meridian, which has to do with free flow of blood in the body, free flow of energy in the body. And so if you walk around angry all the time, you're suppressing the flow of qi and blood in your body. And so that's not a way to heal yourself. But if you can release the anger and come to a place of forgiveness within yourself, oftentimes it's self-anger that you're projecting out onto other people. If you can get in touch with that and forgive yourself and open up the flow of energy between your energy body and your physical body and restore your partnership within yourself. And I learned about all this in my energy medicine studies with Christine Schenk from Hamburg, Germany. You open up these cords, these pathways, this between the energy body and the physical body, and that's how the body heals. And the more you're self-defeating, self-deprecating, self-judging, you're breaking that energy, those cords, those frequency bands that exist naturally between the energy body and the physical body, and this is so important, along with treating the acupuncture points, which are also part of your energy, body, anatomy, and physiology, to get those in balance. But you must be giving yourself, within yourself, good thoughts and loving all parts of yourself and accepting yourself for who you are. This also creates this free flow of energy in the body that's so important for true health and balance.
And that's something that I noticed from the positions that you recommend in your book, is that you're really bringing attention to all parts of your body. And I think that that's really important, because we forget different parts and sometimes we abuse different parts. And just bringing that love and that energy to it, I think, can be very helpful.
Qigong is medicine. It's medicine that you give to yourself through very ancient Chinese exercises. And so you do sounds. You let out sounds for the heart. You would say it, take a deep breath and let out the sound. Oh. And as you do that, you do movements and you release sadness from the heart. And you cleanse and purify your heart energy when you do that. And so you go through these different sounds and you work. It's like doing therapy on yourself energetically to release these emotions and purify the energy of your organs. And then there's another set in the Qigong workout that you balance the hormones in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And send love and appreciation to your endocrine gland. And then that way you balance your hormones. Then there's bone marrow cleansing, where you send water penetrating into your bones. And then the water's coming from the earth, and then you bring the fire from the heavens, and you penetrate it into your bones, and then you mix the water and the fire together. And then other exercises to feel your chi and to nurture your spirit. And then there's tapping exercises where you're tapping your meridians, which are your energy pathways, and you're opening up the flow of energy. So there are many different ways that you can heal yourself. And they're very easy to do. Anyone, any condition, you can do it standing, sitting, or lying down. Anybody, any age, any condition can do Qigong. And it costs so little to do. You can get a book. You can take lessons. You can get a DVD. I have a DVD of my workout. All the information about the Qigong is in my book, but you can just follow me in the exercises in my DVD. And it's just so easy and wonderful to do.
Now, you mentioned incorporating fire and water. You talk a lot about the elements in your book and how the elements, of course, run through nature and also run through ourselves. And so bringing attention to those elements again is very helpful for healing as well.
In the self-acupressure section of my book, I teach people how to use their own finger pressure to open up the flow of vital energy in their bodies. And I talk about the relationship, the five elements, and how there are two cycles in the body, the nourishing and the controlling cycle. And in the nourishing cycle, fire nourishes earth. It's fire, earth, water, metal. Wait. Fire, earth, metal, water, wood. And then fire, earth, metal, water, wood. So the one element nurtures and mothers. So the fire is the mother of earth, which means the fire is, let's say, the heart, and earth is the spleen. And so the fire is the mother of the earth. And in Chinese medicine, when we work with children, let's say a child comes in, we treat its mother. And the same thing in Chinese medicine. If there is a problem where there's a problem between the fire and the earth, the heart and the spleen, we would nurture, we would take care of the mother, the fire, to help the earth. And so this is inherent in our medicine and how we feel the pulse and we look at the tongue and we see all the symptoms. And so a fire or a heart symptom might be a person is laughing. You know, you ever know people that just laugh constantly when they're not supposed to? It's just like a nervous laugh. That's like a heart fire symptom. Or if someone had an earth symptom, the spleen governs transportation and transformation of food in the body. So a person might have a very extended belly and just be bloated all the time. And so these kinds of symptoms point us to the different, which one of the five elements is out of balance in the person. And then we use the Shen cycle, which is the cycle, the nourishing cycle, where fire nourishes earth, et cetera, et cetera. And then the controlling cycle, which is the Ko cycle, where the fire controls metal, which is the lung, so the heart controls the lung. And then the same kind of thing is where we might have to strengthen the one that's being controlled too much. So that's how we balance the energies in the body, and we watch the pulse, and it shows us if it's working. Good to be here, Laura. Thank you.
I'm enjoying our discussion today, and what I really love about your book is that it empowers us individually. It's really about self-healing and self-empowerment. As you mentioned before, you know, you can do it in your home at your own convenience, and you've given so many different ways in your book between the pressure points and the movements and the sounds. I assume that people can take whatever resonates for them and use those pieces.
True. You don't have to do the whole set, but you can. It's nice, too. But you could simply do the healing sounds instead of doing three sounds during the set in the 20-minute set with the other sets. You can take those healing sounds and do 36 repetitions of one sound. and then do the next one 36 times. Or you can do the standing like a tree or walking like a turtle, which are each one exercises, which promote the experience of stillness, the movement within stillness. You do these standing postures, and you hold these postures, and within the stillness, you experience movement. So you can, instead of doing the standing postures for a half a minute or a minute each, you could do each one for 5 minutes. So you can take any one of the sets and expand them out for a full 20 minutes, or you can do each one in the designated time in the book and do all of them within 20 minutes. And I love to do the Qigong as soon as I wake up, but you may want to do it before you go to bed. I just wake up and in my pajamas, like in the wintertime, I go into different areas of my house and look outside and connect with the nature and do my movements. Or in the warmer weather, I'm outside on my deck because it's fantastic when you do it outside and you connect with nature that much more. But, you know, you don't have to do it every day, but it's great to do it every day. If you do it once a week, it's better than not doing it at all, and you can start slowly, and it's just so easy to do.
And go at your own pace. I love how a lot of the movements reflect nature, even the names of them, fluffy white clouds, you know, walking like a turtle and other animals in the tree that you've mentioned. It really helps us to connect with nature. I love doing those particular movements.
Yeah, it's true. It's wonderful.
Now, there is a place in the book where you talk about, I think it's page 71, you say your breath activates the chi flow and your mind guides the chi where it needs to go. And I love that saying because it's really as simple as our breath. It's not as complicated as some people would make it out to be. Just bringing that intention and that attention to that body part can allow that chi to flow once again.
Yeah, all of the listeners right now could just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, mouth closed, tongue on the roof of your mouth, and just take a deep breath into your belly. Expand your belly like a big balloon. Breathe in, expand your belly in through the nose and out through the nose with your mouth closed and the tongue on the roof of your mouth. And exhale through your nose and deflate your belly. And then repeat that a second time. Exhale. Third time, breathing into your lower dantian, 2 inches below your belly button. Breathing in, blowing your belly up like a big balloon, bringing that chi, filling your entire being with that energy, exhaling and sending that energy throughout your entire self and feeling that peace. So just doing those 3 deep breaths and then guiding your mind, concentrating your mind on your lower dantian, which is your center of physical healing in the body. That's where it's a very highly rotating place on your right below your belly button, about 1.5 to 2 inches. This is where all your healing comes from. This is where your essence, the juice, the vital essence in your body resides. And this is a very highly rotating spot. And by concentrating your mind on your lower dantian, you open up this power that you have to heal yourself physically. And through the breathing, you're opening up and you're guiding, allowing that flow of that vital energy, chi, to flow throughout your entire being.
Are there any limits to this healing?
There are no limits to healing. Anything is possible. Anything at all is possible. We are amazing beings. And as we said before, our bodies are meant to be in a perfect state of health. And harmony, and it's just prodding the body in whatever way works for you, through foods, through mental imagery, through imagery exercises, through self-acupressure, going to an acupuncturist, practicing these gentle movements. You can access this innate healing ability and bring this beautiful, beautiful balance back to your body.
What would you say would be the benefits of a regular practice of Qigong?
It's like doing acupuncture on yourself. It's balancing the flow of qi in your body. It's increasing the oxygen capacity of your lungs. It's balancing the nervous system, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system. It's invigorating your mind. It's creating more mental clarity. It's giving you increased flexibility, making your hair shinier, your skin more beautiful. It retards the aging process.
I mean, so really it will work on all levels, it sounds like.
It does, and it creates this inner peace, and it nourishes your heart and your spirit, and it creates more strength within your musculature, your physical body. So it nourishes you physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, energetically, and it's a way for you to do something for yourself every day to make your life better, to make your health better in all ways. I mean, the days that I miss my Qigong are totally different days than when I do it. Totally. And I challenge you with that. Just start practicing one simple Qigong exercise a day, and then don't do it the next day, and see the difference. And you can get the benefits very quickly.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you don't have to be a master of Qigong or Tai Chi to get the benefits. You can get the benefits immediately.
And that was going to be my question, actually. Is this something that a beginner could do?
Yes.
And you mentioned Tai Chi. Can you tell us the difference, or if there is a difference between Tai Chi and Qigong?
Well, the way Tai Chi is practiced in the United States now, it's very similar to Qigong, but its roots, the roots of Tai Chi, were very martial. All the families in China all had their own Tai Chi sets, and they used it to fight with. So that's the origins of it. But how it's been handed down. There are many Tai Chi schools that still teach the martial applications. And when you watch Tai Chi, you can see the grasping of the bird's tail is actually the grasping of someone's wrist and elbow and moving them as they're punching towards you, away from you. You know, there's kicks, there's... So Tai Chi is has very martial applications and beginnings, but people are doing it for their health. The Qigong is more medical applications, as you heard me discuss, the endocrine glands, helping your bones, working with your vital organs. They both have to do with breathing, and they're both slow, and they're both, you know, using the mind's intention to move the Qi, and they're both moving the Qi. It's just those subtle differences that I just mentioned that separate them from each other.
Now, you mentioned the meridians, and I don't know all that much about them. I've studied the chakras in detail, but not the meridians. But I know that they are energy pathways throughout the body, and I know that they include a certain organ. Is there anything you can share around that?
Well, both the meridians and the chakras are part of the anatomy and physiology of our energy body, along with discs, which are high, you know, it's all very highly rotating energy. These are just different ways to access in different parts of our energy body. So the meridians, there are 12 main meridians which are associated with our various organs, the heart, small intestine, liver, spleen, etc. And the meridians have an external pathway and an internal pathway. So let's say the large intestine meridian, which starts on the second finger, with the finger right next to your thumb, your pointer finger, and then it goes up over your wrist, up your forearm, up over your shoulder, up past your neck, and then it ends up by your nose. So that's the external pathway. And so when people have toothaches, we press large intestine 4, which is Heigu, which is on the web between the thumb and the forefinger. And we press that point, which is a distal point to secretes the tooth, which is up by the face because the pathway goes there. But then that same meridian also has an internal pathway that goes through the organs, and so we treat the internal organ also by treating this meridian.
Okay.
Good to be here, Laura.
Well, we kind of interrupted you in the flow of a thought with our last break. You were discussing the meridians. And also I wanted to add a question. The pressure points that you talk about in your book, do they relate to the meridians?
Yes, the pressure points are actually acupuncture points or acupoints used for acupressure. And these points are located along the meridians. As I was just explaining, large intestine 4, which is Heigu, or many people know it as Hoku because it's a very well-known point located between the thumb and the forefinger. And this point is the fourth point on the large intestine meridian. And pressing that, as I said, helps if you have a toothache, but it's also used for headache or any pain on the body. It also helps to eliminate if you have constipation because it's the large intestine meridian. And internally, this meridian goes through to your large intestine, and it's also connected with the lung. The large intestine and lung are both metal elements, and so they're connected internally as well. And so treating this point then also treats the lung energy. And so it's a very involved system where there are 365 main acupuncture points located along 12 meridians. How interesting those numbers with 365 days of the year and 12 days of the year. And so each meridian is related to a specific organ, has a certain number of points, and as an acupuncturist, of course, I study the location of every point, the depth of needling, what each point, so each point on the meridian has a function. So, you do that point in order to create that effect in the body. So a stomach 36 located to the right of the knee on the lower leg is done to strengthen the digestion and to build the blood in the body. And they call that point 3 mile point because if someone was on their last leg, their energy was running out in life, and you do that point, a person could walk another 3 miles. So each point has an indication and a function, and we do the points based upon our Chinese diagnosis, and then we create, you know, a group of points that work together to treat the person, to get them in balance. And then, as I was saying, Qigong is like doing acupuncture on yourself because when you move your hand a certain way, you are opening up the flow of qi in that particular meridian. So you would open up the large intestine and lung meridian, using movements that are working around the wrist and the forearm and up into the shoulder. And so that's how you are balancing your own energy through these very, very gentle movements. And then Chinese herbs, again, is another system that works along with this because there are Chinese herbs to get rid of heat in the lungs, or Chinese herbs to get rid of heat in the large intestine, or heat in the heart, we talked about before, heart fire with that excess laughter. So all these Chinese herbs have a function. They have a taste. They have an organ that they treat. And so the Chinese herbs are mixed in formulations to also open up and change the energy in the body. So it's just Chinese medicine is such a complete system because of how it approaches the body. And then there's a whole Chinese system with food, with certain foods are more yang, certain foods are more yin, and based upon a person's constitution, we pick certain qigong movements, certain foods, certain Chinese herbs, certain acupuncture or acupressure points to treat them, to get them back into balance.
Wow, it sounds like it's a wonderful way to treat the whole of a person, through a nice holistic practice.
Definitely. And then I bring together the energy medicine that I learned from Christine Schenk, and then I bring that in because sometimes it's an energetic problem where a person, as I talked before, is just not nurturing and accepting themselves for the beautiful, incredible being that they are. Sometimes they have a real hard time with that. And so many times things in our life stop us from being all that we can be. And so the energy medicine comes in and really is just a great addition to the Chinese medicine to help the Chinese medicine work that much better.
And I think the healing really involves self-nurturing. I think a lot of us are busy or we're worried or we're stressed or there's just so much going on and we get to ourselves last. And I really want to encourage people to put themselves first again.
Definitely. It's not selfish. And if you think that's selfish, well, then be selfish. Because we need to be more selfish. If every single person would get out of other people's business and take care of themselves and be there for themselves, you know, so many people are running and split and abandoning themselves that they can never really be there for themselves. So I think people should be more selfish and take care of themselves first. And in doing that, if everybody could do that, it would be a much healthier place.
And then you always have more to give when you do join up with other people or with your family again. There is more of you that is pure also in the giving. There's no resentments left and,
exactly.
And all of that.
It's people, you know, it's the same thing when you're in the airport or, I mean, up in the air, in the air. You have to put your oxygen mask on first before you can help your child. And yeah, I mean, people are putting their hand out, and they're constantly putting their hand out, and they're constantly doing for everyone else, but they don't feel it. They're just doing it because they think they have to or they should, and they're leaving themselves last, and they're tired and exhausted and resentful, exactly what you said. So if you're whole and you're at peace and you're connected and you're loving and accepting yourself, then when you put your hand out, the person can feel it. You need to be there.
And I want to encourage everyone to take a look at Qigong. I know there are a lot of different modalities out there. I hope that everyone will find the one that works best for them. And I want to thank you so much for being with me today.